In John 15, you may be seated. In John 15, it says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends."
Estas cosas os he hablado para que mi gozo esté en vosotros y vuestro gozo sea cumplido. Este es mi mandamiento, que os améis unos a otros como yo os he amado. Nadie tiene mayor amor que este, que uno ponga su vida por sus amigos.
There's no greater love than putting our lives on the line for our friends.
No hay más gran amor que poner nuestras vidas en la línea por nuestros amigos.
But even more than friends, people that we don't even know.
Pero aún así, hasta aquellos que ni siquiera conocemos personalmente.
Our police officers had a very rough year this last year in 2020.
Nuestros policías tuvieron un tiempo difícil este año pasado.
Our medical workers put their lives on the line, as well as many others in that first responder industry.
Todos aquellos que trabajan con los médicos, los hospitales, también han tenido un tiempo bastante difícil.
And we just want to say thank you.
Y queremos decirles gracias.
Thank you for showing the love of Christ throughout this season.
Gracias por demostrar el amor de Cristo durante esta temporada.
Thank you. Amen. A few announcements before we get into the word of the Lord today. Just, we're continuing to worship the Lord in our giving online.
Estamos continuando también dando nuestras ofrendas en línea.
ChicagoOnFire.org/give is one of the options, as well as other ways and methods to give.
Pueden dar así como dice aquí en el anuncio, en la red, u otras maneras.
Many of you are aware that hopefully this next Easter we'll be worshiping in a new building.
Y muchos se han dado cuenta, posiblemente para el próximo domingo de resurrección alabaremos en nuestro nuevo templo.
And so ICF is moving to Bellwood. ICF Brookfield is moving to Bellwood, and we just got the closing date for the end of April, and we're so excited to be able to be taking a next step to get into our new building.
Vamos a mudar de Brookfield a Bellwood. Ya recibimos la fecha para cerrar.
So I just want to thank you for your continued support and giving during this time. We're looking forward to just miracles and just amazing time together as the Lord leads us and guides us.
Les queremos agradecer por todo su apoyo durante esta temporada. Estamos anticipando grandes milagros en los días venideros.
We have a midweek service this Wednesday. We would like to invite you to. There will be registration sent out moving forward. We will only be doing registrations for midweek services.
Tenemos el servicio este miércoles que viene y les invitamos a él. Vamos a mandar registros solamente de ahora en adelante para los servicios de entre semana.
Amen. Would you stand with me for the reading of the word today as we transition?
Pongámonos de pie para tomar lectura en la palabra.
I was praying about the direction for this service, and there's all kinds of thoughts that go through my head when it comes to Easter and to what God wants to do, and I could not get away, Bishop, from just keeping it simple.
Buscaba dirección de parte del Señor para ese servicio, tantos pensamientos que llegan a mi mente durante esta temporada, pero Obispo, finalmente concluí que lo mejor es hacerlo simple.
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 16, verse number 24.
Así que vamos a ir a San Mateo, capítulo 16,
I'll be reading from a different version, the New Living Translation, NLT, if you're on a phone application.
Voy a leer de una traducción diferente.
And I'm not sure if they'll have that on the screen or not for the New Living Translation, but this is what it says. It says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul?"
Entonces Jesús dijo a sus discípulos, si alguno quiere venir en pos de mí, niéguese a sí mismo, tome su cruz y sígame. Porque todo el que quiere salvar su vida la perderá, y todo el que pierda su vida por causa de mí la hallará. Porque ¿qué aprovechará al hombre si ganare todo el mundo y perdiere su alma? ¿O qué recompensa dará el hombre por su alma?
There is another version that is called the Amplified Version. I just want to pick a few things from this same passage. And when it says, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciples, he must deny himself. What that means is to set aside selfish interests.
En otra versión, vuelvo a leer este versículo, pero ahora cuando habla Jesús de seguirle a él, esa persona se le declara que tiene que poner a un lado todo su interés egoísta.
To take up his cross, and then it puts in parentheses, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come.
Y en paréntesis también nos declara, cuando toma su cruz, lo que está declarando es que está dispuesto a soportar todo lo que venga.
So it's amplifying what the scripture says. It then says, and follow me, parentheses, believing in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me.
Y amplifica lo que es seguirme, dice el Señor aquí en paréntesis, dice, es una persona que va a creer en mí, se va a hacer o vivir conforme a mi ejemplo, y si es necesario sufrir y hasta morir por la fe.
Today I'll be speaking on a very simple message, and it's the gospel message, but I've entitled it The Power of a Moment.
Y este mensaje del evangelio simplemente lo voy a titular El Poder de un Momento.
The Power of a Moment.
El Poder de un Momento.
Would you just put your Bibles down? Would you lift your hands with me? I believe that God wants to do something very special in this service today.
Levanten sus manos y vamos a dejar que el Señor haga, creo que quiere hacer algo muy especial.
If you haven't already, Father, Lord, corporately, we search our hearts today. We
thank you, Father.
We repent of any sin in our lives, God. Anything that's not of you, anything we've come into this service with that doesn't bring you glory, that doesn't bring you honor, Father. Maybe it's been a minute since we've been here, Lord. But Father, we come before you because we know that we are in desperate need of you, God. Lord, all condemnation be taken out of this place, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, your conviction would come upon us, Lord, but more than that, your resurrection power, God. I pray today, Lord, that you would purify us with your love. Purify us with the blood that you shed on Calvary, God. Lord, if there is anything in us, God, take it out that does not please you, Lord. We bind every spirit, whether it be human or demonic, that would come against this service, God. And we pray your will be done, Lord. In all things, God, your will be done, Lord, in Jesus' name. Would you just clap your hands for a moment? Would you lift your voice up? Would you just shake yourself for a moment? God, we love you. We worship you today. We glorify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you turn to your neighbor and say, you're looking good.
Saluda a tu vecino y dile, te ves guapo, guapa.
Now, if you lied, repent. As you sit,
arrepiéntete.
You don't have to tell him, but repent.
Arrepiéntete si ese no fue el caso.
Amen. I'm so thankful that you joined us today.
Estoy tan agradecido que se han unido con nosotros.
There was a quote that I saw this week on social media by John Stott.
John Stott nos da una cita, un comentario muy interesante.
It said, before we can begin to see the cross as something done for us, we have to see it as something done by us.
Dijo él y declaró, antes de que podamos ver la obra de la cruz como algo que fue hecho por nosotros, tenemos que verla como algo hecho por nosotros.
It's very easy for us to come to church and simply say thank you for the cross, Jesus.
Es algo muy fundamental llegar y decir a Jesucristo gracias por la cruz.
But the whole point of the gospel message is that we recognize that we were the very ones that put Jesus on that cross.
Pero el punto principal de todo esto es que hay que reconocer que nosotros fuimos los que le pusimos a él sobre esa cruz.
That because of our sin,
que por causa de nuestro pecado,
because of the mistakes we made in the past, the present, and the future,
por todos los errores y pecados del pasado, presente y hasta el futuro,
God chose to manifest himself in the flesh and die for you and I for the remission of our sins.
Dios hizo la decisión de manifestarse en carne y de entregar su vida en esa carne para el perdón de nuestros pecados.
When we think of the power of a moment, I want to bring you back to the moment where you first repented.
Cuando pensamos en el poder de un momento, quiero que te acuerdes aquel momento cuando tú primero te arrepentiste.
We're all on this journey called life.
Todos somos parte de la jornada que llamamos la vida.
But there are moments in our life.
Pero hay momentos en nuestra vida
where God can change anything.
Donde Dios puede cambiar cualquier cosa.
The Bible says that heaven rejoices when one sinner repents.
La palabra declara que el cielo se regocija cuando un pecador se arrepiente.
If we are too prideful to recognize that we were once that one sinner.
Si tenemos demasiado orgullo para reconocer que en una época nosotros éramos aquel pecador.
The gospel is of none effect to us.
Entonces ya para nada nos sirve el evangelio.
It's imperative that as we walk through life that we have moments of repentance.
Es importante que durante la jornada de la vida tengamos esos momentos de arrepentimiento.
I don't know about you, but this flesh can get a little stinky sometimes.
No sé de ti, pero esta carne puede llegar a apestar con frecuencia.
Because what I feed my spirit is not always great.
Porque lo que yo uso para alimentar mi espíritu no siempre es saludable.
And so I come back to the remembrance of the power of a moment of repentance.
Y por eso tengo que volver a aquel momento y recordarme lo que es un momento de arrepentimiento.
The gospel is broken out into three very basic things: the death, the burial, and the resurrection.
La suma total del evangelio es simplemente este: la muerte, la sepultura y la resurrección.
Everybody wants to talk about the resurrection.
Todos quieren hablar de la resurrección.
But nobody wants to talk about the death that it takes to be resurrected.
Pero nadie quiere hablar de aquella muerte necesaria para poder ser resucitado.
I'm smiling, but oh my goodness, it hurts.
Me sonrío, pero ay, cómo duele.
No one likes to die.
A nadie le gusta morir.
Die to their flesh.
Morir a su carne.
No one likes to have to humble themselves and say, I was wrong.
A nadie le gusta humillarse y reconocer su error.
Maybe you're better than me.
A lo mejor eres mejor que yo.
Anybody ever get a little defensive?
¿Alguna vez te has puesto un poco a la defensa?
Who, me?
¿Quién, yo?
Yes, you.
Sí, tú.
Yes, me.
Sí, yo.
You see, in order for us to get to that resurrection power, there has to be a death.
Así que para llegar a ese poder de resurrección tiene que haber una muerte.
Atonement is a biblical word.
La expiación es un término bíblico.
And an easy way to translate it is to say that it was reparation for a wrongdoing.
Y la manera que lo podemos definir fácilmente es una reparación por algo que se hizo erróneamente.
We know that through scripture we saw that in the Old Testament, they would have to bring a lamb or a sacrifice before the priest.
Ya hemos visto en el Antiguo Testamento traían un cordero de parte del sacerdote para ofrecerle.
And it was for the sins that they had committed.
Y se ofrecía por los pecados que habían cometido.
Blood had to be shed.
La sangre tenía que derramarse.
To atone for the sin that was committed.
Para expiar el pecado que se había cometido.
And so today, wow, this is Resurrection Sunday.
Y aunque hoy es domingo de resurrección,
it took a death for there to be a resurrection.
Tomó una muerte para que pudiera haber una resurrección.
And no matter where you're at in your journey right now,
no importa donde te encuentres en tu jornada,
it will always take a death for something to be resurrected.
Siempre tomará una muerte para que algo pueda resucitar.
You can't resurrect Something that is alive.
No puede resucitar algo que ya vive.
But something has to die in order to be resurrected.
Pero algo tiene que morir para que pueda ser resucitado.
Would you clap your hands to the Lord?
Mano de aplauso al Señor.
Repentance is not a fun topic, Bishop.
El arrepentimiento no es un tema de mucho gozo, obispo.
But it's a necessary part of the process.
Pero es una parte necesaria del proceso.
The problem is that when we do not approach God and lay ourselves on that altar of sacrifice or that altar of repentance.
El problema es que cuando no nos acercamos a Dios con la intención de ofrecernos sobre ese altar de sacrificio.
It's like we're hitting our heads against the wall sometimes because God is not answering our prayers. And he's simply saying, if you would humble yourselves and repent.
Nos golpeamos la cabeza sobre la proverbia pared porque parece que él no está contestando la oración. Pero lo que él está esperando de nosotros primero es humillarnos y arrepentirnos.
It's almost like God's ear will open.
Es como que en ese momento se abre el oído de Dios.
That he will hear those prayers.
Y oye esas oraciones.
So that's why every day it's a lifestyle. It's that moment every morning. It's that moment that you have with him. And you search your heart and you say, God, I repent of any sin that I know of or that I don't even know of.
Así que esto es un estilo de vida, el arrepentimiento, cualquier hora de la mañana o del día, simplemente pidiendo perdón, Señor, por todo pecado que he cometido y hasta también el que cometeré.
Without the cross, we don't have a resurrection.
Sin cruz, no hay resurrección.
Without denying ourselves, we're not a disciple.
Y sin negarnos a nosotros mismos, no somos discípulos.
Without picking up the cross and following him,
y sin tomar nuestra cruz y seguirle,
we're not a Christian, even if we say we're a Christian.
No somos cristianos, aunque lo declaremos.
Would you raise your hands with me?
Levanta tus manos conmigo.
There are some in this place that God wants to take you to a deeper level with him.
Hay algunos aquí que el Señor quiere llevar a un nivel más profundo con Él.
And it takes the power of a moment just to simply humble yourself and say, God, I'm sorry.
Y se requiere el poder de un momento.
God, I'm sorry.
Tengas ese encuentro con Él y diga, Señor, perdóname.
Forgive me.
Perdóname, Señor.
Forgive me.
Perdóname.
That's the power of grace.
Y ese es el poder de su gracia.
That's the power of his blood, is that right now in this moment, if you approached him humbly and you repented, you are forgiven because of that cross.
Y ese es en ese momento, y la realidad de todo esto es que cuando tú te le acercas humilde y honestamente, hay perdón cuando lo pides por a causa de aquella cruz.
Have you ever notice that Saturday, when it comes to this, you know, you have Good Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Have you ever noticed that Saturday kind of never gets talked about?
¿Has notado que durante estos fines de semana de Pascua se habla del viernes, se habla del domingo, pero no se habla mucho del sábado?
We talk about the cross.
Hablamos de la cruz.
And then we talk about the resurrection.
Y hablamos de la resurrección.
But we don't talk about the moment of the burial.
Pero no hablamos de la sepultura necesariamente.
The burial is one of the most powerful revelatory processes within the gospel.
Y hay tanta revelación en ese proceso que se llama la sepultura.
We understand that Nicodemus came to Jesus in John 3.
En San Juan 3 sabemos que Nicodemo se le acercó a Jesús.
And Nicodemus came to him and he said, Jesus, you know, what do I need to do to be saved?
Y fundamentalmente le preguntó, ¿qué tengo que hacer para ser salvo, Jesús?
Jesus said, you need to be born of the water and of the Spirit.
Y Jesús le declaró, tienes que nacer del agua y del Espíritu.
In order to see the kingdom.
Para poder ver el reino.
And so there's multiple scriptures throughout the Bible that show us that the burial and baptism are the same thing.
Y múltiples citas bíblicas nos declaran que el término sepultura y el bautismo son sinónimos.
When we're buried in Jesus' name.
Cuando somos sepultados juntamente con él.
It says that our sins are washed away.
palabra dice que nuestros pecados son lavados
and are cleansed.
Limpiados.
The power of that moment of baptism in our lives is so important.
El poder de ese momento del bautismo en nuestra vida es tan importante.
If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, today you can be baptized.
Si nunca te has bautizado en ese precioso nombre de Jesucristo, hoy te puedes bautizar.
That is a decision that you must make.
Y esa es una decisión que tienes que hacer.
It's not an option.
No es una opción.
It's a commandment.
Es un mandamiento.
Scripture says it. I don't care
la
what you've heard.
Lo declara.
The scripture is the final authority in all things.
Y la palabra de Dios es la suprema y final autoridad en todo asunto de nuestra vida.
But you see, the burial is so powerful.
Entiende que la sepultura es tan importante, tan poderosa.
In Acts, whenever Peter told them to repent, be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Cuando Pedro declaró en Hechos 2:38 que el arrepentimiento, el bautismo en el nombre de Jesucristo y el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
That word remission literally means to remit debt.
Esa palabra perdonar es también se define como quitar la deuda.
To remove the stain of sin.
O remover o quitar la mancha que deja el pecado.
Past, present, and future.
Pasado, presente, y futuro.
Saturday was silent.
El sábado, aparentemente, era un día en silencio.
Because there had to be a burial.
Porque tenía que haber una sepultura.
There had to be a point of no return.
Tendría que haber aquel punto donde ya no había retorno.
You see, the reason why it was 3 days was because it was impossible for someone to be resurrected after 3 days.
Y la razón por la cual fue por lo menos 3 días es porque era imposible que alguien resucitara después de 3 días.
Saturday is a really powerful moment.
El sábado es en verdad un momento poderoso.
Depending on where we're at in this journey with God.
Y depende de dónde te encuentres tú en esta jornada con Dios.
There are seasons where it seems like there's no answer.
Hay temporadas donde aparentemente no hay respuestas.
Have you ever been in a season where it feels like you're just going through the motions or there's just nothing new happening?
¿Te has encontrado en alguna temporada en tu vida donde simplemente estás viviendo la vida cotidiana, pero nada especial está pasando?
There is always a season that God will bring you that's completely silent.
Y hay veces que el Señor te va a llevar por una temporada de completo silencio.
And it's in those moments that God is growing something. He's preparing something.
Y es en esos momentos cuando Dios está cultivando algo, está creciendo algo.
When we think about a seed that goes into the ground, it has to die, and then the roots start to grow into the ground.
Así como aquella semilla que tiene que caer a la tierra y entonces ya en la tierra tiene que morir para que pueda dar su vida.
We don't see something pop up through the ground for a while.
Pero no se ve que algo salga de la tierra a la superficie por bastante tiempo.
Don't forsake the moments that people aren't seeing anything in your life, but underneath the surface, God is building you. He is preparing you for such a powerful moment of resurrection.
No deseches aquellos momentos en la vida donde no puedes ver algún fruto, algo especial, o otras personas lo pueden ver. Acuérdate que Dios está trabajando bajo la superficie para tu beneficio.
This is one of the greatest places that we could get distracted and neglect is that God is trying to form you.
Estos son a veces los lugares que podemos descuidar en nuestra vida y se nos olvida que es en esos tiempos que Dios nos está formando.
When we go down in those waters, it says that we're dying to the old man and rising in the new.
Cuando vamos a esas aguas bautismales, entramos como hombres muertos, pero resucitamos a una nueva criatura.
It's in those moments that God is developing you to be the man or the woman of God that he's called you to be.
Y es en esos tiempos donde Dios está desarrollando y formando para ser el hombre y mujer de Dios que él te ha llamado a ser.
The journey is long. The journey is long.
La jornada es larga.
But things can change in a moment.
Pero las cosas pueden cambiar en un momento.
In John 13, we see that Jesus gave us a deeper revelation of that baptism.
En San Juan 13, vemos que Jesús nos da una revelación más profunda acerca del bautismo.
Jesus showed us that through humbling ourselves, that we need to wash the feet. That's forgiveness. We need to wash the feet of our brothers and our sisters.
Y Jesús nos demuestra ahí un principio poderoso, que el perdón también es lavarle los pies a nuestros hermanos y hermanas. Ahí se simboliza.
Jesus not only washed the feet of his disciples, but he also washed the feet of the same disciple that would betray him a few hours later.
Noten, Jesús no solamente le lavó los pies a sus discípulos, pero también le lavó los pies a el hombre que le iba a traicionar.
This is the power of the burial.
Y ese es el poder de la sepultura.
Is that not only has he forgiven you,
no solamente que él te ha perdonado a ti,
not only does he wash away the sins of your past,
no solamente él lava los pecados de tu pasado,
but he could wash away the sins of those that have sinned against you.
Pero él también puede lavar los pecados de aquellos que han pecado contra ti.
There's two levels of forgiveness.
Hay dos niveles de perdón.
There might be more, but this is just kind of how I view it.
Posiblemente hay más, pero así es como lo veo yo.
Is that there's the level of forgiving others.
Es el nivel de perdonar a otros.
Just like we've received forgiveness, we have to forgive those that have really hurt us.
Así como nosotros recibimos el perdón, también tenemos que perdonar a los que nos han lastimado.
Maybe somebody that's abused us.
Alguien que nos ha abusado.
Somebody that's despitefully used us.
Alguien que nos ha usado vilmente.
It's hard to forgive jerks.
Es difícil perdonar a los.
I don't know about you.
¿Ah? Malvados? Sorry.
That's all right.
Looking for my amen corner.
It's hard to forgive jerks.
Es difícil perdonar a los malvados.
But it's necessary.
But it's necessary. Es necesario. Maybe I'm going to bust out talking in tongues. Then what are you going to do?
I'll interpret it.
There you go.
So, how many love our bishop?
Amen.
Amen. I like don't want to say what I'm going to say. It's hard to forgive jerks. And I'm not talking about my dad.
Moving right along.
It's hard to forgive people that have truly hurt us. I know we're laughing right now, but there's somebody that's coming to your mind possibly right now that you're thinking about.
A pesar del poco de humor que estamos teniendo aquí, es difícil verdaderamente perdonar a aquella persona que nos ha maltratado. Y posiblemente estás pensando en alguien en este momento.
That's the power of the burial, is that he not only washes away those sins, but he washes away the sins and he empowers us through the Spirit to be able to forgive.
Y ese es el poder de aquella sepultura, que él nos empodera para poder buscar perdón, pero también para perdonar a otros.
You can't forgive without the Spirit of God.
Tú no puedes perdonar sin el Espíritu de Dios.
You can't do it without God.
No lo puedes hacer sin el Señor.
It is a supernatural thing for God to flow through you and for forgiveness to truly be an operation in your life.
Es un acto sobrenatural de parte de Dios que fluya por medio de ti el perdón verdadero.
That's the first level.
Y ese es el primer nivel.
Jesus showed us this by being able to get down and wash the very feet of his betrayer.
Y Jesús nos mostró eso en su propio ejemplo cuando él se humilló y le lavó los pies a aquel que lo traicionó.
If you're familiar with scripture, you know that Judas sold Jesus out for how many pieces of silver? 30 pieces of silver. He sold out the King of Kings.
Acuérdense de esto, Judas vendió a Jesús por 30 monedas de plata. por 30 monedas lo traicionó.
He sold him out.
Lo traicionó.
And Jesus, knowing all things, chose to forgive.
Y Jesús, sabiéndolo todo, aún decidió perdonar.
Chose to humble himself.
Decidió humillarse.
With his enemy.
Con su enemigo.
That's powerful.
Y eso es poderoso.
The second level, and this is the one that I think gets often overlooked.
Y el segundo nivel que a veces muchas veces desechamos.
But this is a moment that if you will get this revelation, you will never be the same.
Pero si tú captas esta revelación, nunca serás la misma persona.
Sometimes it's hard to forgive. It's easy to forgive other people.
A veces es fácil perdonar a otra gente.
But from experience, I know the hardest, one of the hardest things to do is to forgive yourself.
Pero yo sé por experiencia que una de las cosas más difíciles es perdonarme a mí mismo.
Anybody made mistakes here before?
¿Alguien ha cometido errores antes?
I've made some mistakes.
Yo he cometido bastantes errores.
I've really messed up.
Yo sí, la he regado.
And it's always been easy for me to forgive other people.
Y siempre se me ha hecho fácil perdonar a otros.
But to forgive myself.
Pero perdonarme a mí mismo.
That's been hard.
Eso ha sido difícil.
That's taken longer sometimes.
Eso me ha tomado más tiempo.
But you see, Jesus gave us this good news of the gospel, of the burial, that he died for you and I to be able to remove that shame.
Pero las buenas nuevas que nos declara Jesús en su obra en la cruz nos dice que podemos también sobrepasar esa vergüenza.
Condemnation, shame, are not from God.
La condena, la vergüenza, no son de Dios.
If you ever feel that in the house of God,
si alguna vez sientes eso en la casa de Dios,
you need to recognize the source.
Reconoce inmediatamente de dónde viene eso.
It's not God.
No es Dios.
Even if it's coming from another person, the source is not God.
Aunque venga de otra persona, el manantial no es Dios.
God will convict.
Dios te va a dar una convicción.
We need to know when we are wrong.
Tenemos que saber cuando hemos errado.
But he will not condemn.
Pero él no te va a condenar.
There's a very big difference.
Hay una gran diferencia.
I don't have a shouting message today. I'm sorry.
No tengo un mensaje ya para de gritos.
Not really, but.
En verdad no, pero.
I want to share with you the simplicity, but also the power of what can happen in a moment when we would just give our lives to him.
Es un mensaje simple, simplemente entender el poder del momento en que le entregamos a Dios nuestra vida, lo que puede pasar.
Would you lift your hands with me, and would you, if there's someone that came to your mind, would you just ask God to search your heart and forgive? Forgive right now. Would you just lift your hands throughout this place?
Ante tus manos, busca del Señor si ha puesto a alguien en tu corazón, en tu vida, a cual tienes que perdonar.
Lord, if there's anybody that comes in my mind, God, anybody that I'm thinking of, Lord, that I need to forgive, God. Lord, I forgive them, Lord. I know I can't receive forgiveness if I'm not forgiving others, Lord. Let me operate, Lord, within the power of the burial, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Perdonar, pues no puedo recibir perdón, sino perdón.
In Jesus' name. All right.
De Jesús.
Ready to talk about the resurrection?
Ahora hablemos de la resurrección.
Resurrection power is contagious.
El poder de resurrección es algo contagioso.
There's something powerful about being around somebody that has the power of God in their life.
Hay algo poderoso de estar al lado de una persona que manifiesta el poder de Dios.
When we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as it says in the book of Acts.
Cuando recibimos el bautismo del Espíritu Santo con la evidencia de hablar en otras lenguas, como lo declara el libro de los Hechos.
It says that we will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon us.
Dice que recibiremos poder cuando venga sobre nosotros el Espíritu Santo.
There is power that comes upon us when we receive his Spirit.
Hay poder que viene sobre nosotros cuando recibimos su espíritu.
But what is God needing to resurrect in your life?
Pero ¿qué es lo que Dios está tratando de resucitar en tu vida?
He fills us. He fills us.
Él nos llena.
But then he gives us power to overcome the dead things that are in our lives.
Y también nos da el poder para salir adelante y sobrepasar las cosas muertas en nuestra vida.
You may have struggled with depression and then he brings joy.
Posiblemente luchabas con la depresión y ahora él te trae gozo.
You may have struggled with suicide and then he brings the joy of life.
Luchas con el suicidio, pero de repente el gozo de la vida te viene.
You see, God replaces things through resurrection power.
Dios reemplaza cosas en tu vida por medio del poder de su resurrección.
He brings healing to things through the power of his blood, through the power of the cross.
Él trae sanidad a las cosas de tu vida por medio del poder de la cruz.
There is power in the resurrection.
Hay poder en la resurrección.
There is power in the resurrection.
Hay poder en la resurrección.
Would you lift your hands?
Levanta tus manos.
Father, today, I pray, Lord, that every spirit of apathy, God,
Señor,
would be bound right now.
Apatía,
I pray, God, that you would loose the tongue of every person that is in this place, God. Lord, that you would loose the minds of every person, Lord, that has been under condemnation, that has, Lord, been bound by the power of sin, God. It has no power in this place. Lord, I pray, God, that the prayer warrior in this place, Lord, would unite with me right now, God. And Lord, that we would come against the power of darkness that has tried to hold down your people, that has tried to come in here for a performance, God. But Lord, I pray that the power of your spirit, God, would reside in this place, Lord, greater than anything else, God. Lord, we're not looking for a show. We're not looking, God, for anything else besides the power of your resurrection, God. I pray today, Lord, that you would heal, that you would restore, God. Lord, that you would show up, Father, in such a powerful way, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of Jesus, there is deliverance. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I worship you.
Te alabo, Jesús.
Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord. I worship you.
Te alabo, Jesús. Te alabo, Señor.
Thank you, Jesus. The greatest way for us to show God's love.
Mejor manera que podamos demostrar el amor de Dios.
Is through a life that is fully committed and devoted to Him.
Es vivir una vida completamente comprometida a Él.
We're coming to a place to where we will no longer be able to go through the motions.
Hemos llegado al lugar donde no podemos simplemente tomar las acciones o hacer las acciones de vivir por él.
We will no longer be able to play church.
No podemos simplemente jugar iglesia.
We are coming to a moment where God is going to separate those that are truly Christian and those that are not.
Estamos llegando al momento donde Dios va a separar al verdadero cristiano del falso.
And I'm telling you today that that moment is coming very soon.
Y te declaro que ese momento se acerca pronto.
And I'm saying that with all love to you.
Y te lo digo con cariño, con mucho amor.
Is that you would make the decision today to follow after him with all your heart.
Y te pido que hagas esa decisión para seguirle a él con todo tu corazón.
That you would make the decision today to apply that resurrection power to your life.
Hagas la decisión de aplicar ese poder de resurrección a tu vida.
There's just something right now that is hindering me from moving forward.
Algo me detiene de seguir adelante.
Would you raise your hands with me and pray again?
Levantemos manos y oremos una vez más.
Jesus, I worship you.
Dice la gloria, Jesús.
Jesus.
Dice la gloria.
I need you, Lord. I need you.
Hallelujah.
I need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We need you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody that's tired of not seeing the miraculous?
¿Hay alguien aquí ya cansado de no ver la manifestación milagrosa de Dios?
Is there anybody that's tired of just trying and seeming like there's no end to it?
¿Te has cansado ya de seguir tratando y tratando y parece que no hay fin de los esfuerzos?
There was a moment that changed my life in a powerful way.
Yo tuve un momento que poderosamente cambió mi vida.
I was baptized and I received the Holy Ghost at a young age. I was 11.
Yo tenía 11 años cuando me bauticé y recibí el Espíritu Santo.
But in my teenage years, I had walked away from the Lord and.
Pero en mi adolescencia me separé del Señor.
Made some pretty poor decisions.
E hice decisiones bastante pobres.
There is one thing that I had a really hard time forgiving myself about.
Y había algo por lo cual yo tenía una dificultad en perdonarme.
It was a moment where I received a phone call that one of my good friends had committed suicide, shot himself through the heart with a bow and arrow.
Fue un momento cuando recibí una llamada que uno de mis mejores amigos se había suicidado usando una saeta.
Out of all the things to choose, he chose, it was a crossbow, and he shot himself through the heart, and it took 4 hours for him to die, and there was no one around to be able to come and get him.
Era un arco de cruz, y se lo puso en el pecho, y soltó la saeta dentro de su corazón, la disparó.
It was during that time that I was close with him that I had walked away from the Lord, and I had never shared the gospel with him. I had never shared the good news that we're talking about today.
Y fue exactamente en ese tiempo que yo me había separado del Señor. Yo no había compartido el evangelio con él o con ningún otro amigo.
And that was something I had a hard time forgiving myself about.
Y tuve una dificultad grande en perdonarme por aquello.
It was a moment that I had decided to turn my life around because I never, ever wanted to have to go through that again.
Fue un momento donde decidí tornar mi vida, dar vuelta a mi vida y entregarme otra vez. No quería volver a pasar por un momento como ese.
And years later, I'm walking my dog around the park.
Y años después estoy llevando a mi perrita a caminar en el parque.
And I see this young man sitting on a ledge.
Veo a un joven sentado.
And the Lord kept telling me, go talk to him.
Y el Señor me estaba declarando, ve y habla con él.
I went around, I'm like, man, I don't want to have that awkward, hey, how's the weather going today?
Y yo quería, pero al mismo tiempo no quería sentirme incómodo de ir a hablarle de algo, de la,
I was going
tiempo.
I was going around this little pond that was there. And the second time around, the Spirit was just so strong that it said, go talk to him now.
Y le di la vuelta a un laguito que había ahí. La segunda vez que di la vuelta, el Espíritu de Dios me declaró con más ímpetu, ve y háblale.
And I went and I talked to him and asked him how the weather was.
Y me le acerqué y le pregunté cómo pensaba él que estaba el tiempo.
But after talking to him a little bit, I told him, the Lord told me to come talk to you.
Pero después de unas palabras breves, le dije, el Señor me dijo que te hablara.
Tears started falling down his eyes.
Y las lágrimas empezaron a salir de sus ojos.
And he tells me, today I was going to kill myself.
Y él me dijo, hoy yo me iba a suicidar.
And it was in that moment that I was able to save a life.
Y fue en ese momento que pude salvar una vida.
I was able to share with him the gospel. I was able to show him that there is power in the resurrection, that God could take this very moment that you're in and totally transform your life.
Y fue en ese momento que le pude compartir el Evangelio de Jesucristo. En ese momento pude enseñarle que el poder de resurrección y de la cruz pueden cambiar un momento tan difícil como ese y transformar su vida.
A new revelation for me when it comes to this resurrection power.
Una nueva revelación para mí cuando hablamos del poder de resurrección.
And this is something I've learned over the years, is that God will use my mistakes.
Y durante los años esto he aprendido una lección muy importante. Dios usa mis errores.
And figure out ways how to redeem them in others.
Y encuentra la manera de redimir estos errores para el bien en otras vidas.
That is resurrection power.
Y ese es poder de resurrección.
My failures.
Mis fracasos.
The things that I would call my testimony now.
Ahora las cosas que yo llamaría mi testimonio hoy día.
God has a way of replacing them and helping others through.
Dios tiene manera de reemplazar aquello y ayudar a otros a cruzar.
The very things that were binding me.
Y cruzar las cosas que a mí en una época me ligaban.
That's resurrection power.
Eso es poder de resurrección.
And so you may be thinking right now that how could God use someone like me?
Y tú podrías estar pensando, ¿cómo podría Dios usar a alguien como yo?
How could God use someone like you?
¿Cómo te puede usar Dios?
How could he use someone that's failed time and time again?
¿Cómo puede usar Dios a alguien que ha fracasado vez tras vez tras vez?
I'm reminded of what was Peter doing on Saturday.
Y me pregunto, ¿qué estaba haciendo Pedro el sábado?
What was Peter doing?
¿Qué estaba haciendo Pedro?
The one that said, "Thou art the Christ."
El que declaró, "Tú eres el Cristo."
Yet he denied Jesus 3 times.
Pero él mismo también negó a Cristo 3 veces.
The same shame that came over Judas came over Peter.
La misma vergüenza que vino sobre Judas vino sobre Pedro.
Peter had a choice on Saturday.
Y Pedro tenía que hacer una decisión ese sábado.
He could go hang himself like Judas, or he could just wallow in his shame.
Él podía colgarse como lo hizo Judas, o podía también ahogarse en su vergüenza.
We don't see Peter at the cross.
No vemos a Pedro en la cruz.
You ever think about that?
¿Lo has pensado?
John was one of the only ones with Mary.
Juan fue el único que se acercó a la cruz con María.
That was at the cross with Jesus.
Estuvieron ahí ante la cruz con Jesús.
But we see in John chapter 21 that the same sin that Peter had done by denying Jesus, that Jesus is a reconciler.
Pero podemos ver en San Juan 21 ese pecado de haber negado a Jesucristo, Pedro. Ahora vemos a Jesús usando esa situación para reconciliarlo.
For the 3 times that Peter denied Jesus, 3 times Jesus said, "Peter, lovest thou me more than these?"
Por las 3 veces que le negó, 3 veces le preguntó en aquel momento, "Jesús, ¿me amas más que estos?"